Hi, and welcome to the Feel Better Podcast. I'm your host, Roger Tumanari, and with me today is Chung Yu Yan.
Nice to meet you, Roger.
Nice to meet you, Chung Yu, from Aurea Pilates. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah, it's a new
business. Do you do that to everyone that you meet for the first time, or is that just like...
Oh, yeah, it's just my way to show respect, you know.
I like it.
Put your hand on your heart and give a nod.
It's very nice. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
No one ever greets me that way.
Oh, yeah?
It's nice. It feels
Thank
good
you.
To do it,
Thank
too.
Thank you. It's going to be our style.
Right?
Yeah.
It'll be our thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So, who are you and what do you do?
Okay. So, my name is Chung Yu Yan. And so, like, me and my wife, we moved to Park Credit, 4 years ago from Edmonton. Yeah. So, right now, we open a studio. It's called Aurea Pilates. And... you know, it's about like, it's a studio where you can get like Pilates and also like yoga trainings, but we're also building some concept that like, you know, we want to share. Cause like, Roger, what's your favorite sport?
Rugby. I played rugby all my life. Yes. So not all my life. Mm-hmm. I started in high school. They start a lot younger now. Mm-hmm. Like my kids started when they were four-ish. Right?
Oh, that's great.
So yeah. Mm-hmm. So answer is rugby.
Yeah, so for rugby, like even you tell me like it's about like family, you're spending time with your kid. So when you think about rugby, you think about the good time you're having with your family, right? So I think it's the same for every sport. So like there are some time that you try some sport, but you go to the, you know, like the wrong space with the wrong crowd and it will just leave you a bad like impression.
Right, okay.
So for things like Pilates, you know, now you think about that, despite your member or instructor, your concept, your view about the Pilates is shaped by the facility. So if it's a, you know, if it's a nice space, well, you're, and with a nice crowd, with a nice instructor, your feeling will be nice. But even you as an instructor, let's say like, you know, you work in a place and if it's only like, you know, four wall and machine, not even a chair for you to rest, you got to like, you know, sit on the machine waiting for the client. It's not that nice, right? So like, yeah, like my wife, before we started, she used to work as a Pilates instructor. So she was like working in different studios. And honestly, like her mood, you know, we have a saying, happy wife, happy life. Yeah.
I've heard this.
So yeah, like I'm pretty sure you feel it as well.
I don't know if it's true.
Yeah. So
is that a thing though? Is it a possibility to achieve that?
Well, yeah, I believe so, you know, like...
You're married,
yeah,
so you're
married,
doing a good job.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. Got like, you know, learn from others too. Yeah, so, you know, sometimes when she come home and she like looks depressed, well, 9 out of 10 times it's because like, you know, what happened in her work. So not only her, like, I feel like we want to build something which is, you know, the name Aurea. Aurea is basically the word aura with the I in the middle. So we try to create a vibe which is comfortable for both client and also instructors. Where we just started, we still have so much room of improvement, but you know, that's something we want to build.
Nice, so when did you start?
So I gotta thank my friend Marco. So he's also like the agent who helped us. He's from Landmark Real Estate. He's helped us like finding the space. So we were looking for space since January.
Okay.
Yeah.
And like in Port Credit?
In Port Credit, yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And was it a tough experience trying to find? So what, you're looking for retail space or commercial?
Well, you know, like whatever fit with the zoning, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, and also like without him, we cannot find that space with like such a good location. Yeah.
So Marco helped you find the right spot.
Yeah, and it helped me to be an awesome bro.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. So how's it going so far?
Well, yeah, it's moving. Right now it's a little bit slow, but by September, we're gonna have more client.
Yes.
Because, you know, right now it's summer season, everybody are having vacation, spending their time in cottage, then like, you know, reformer bed. I get it, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So the hope is that once people get back into the swing of things and life gets a little bit more normal and repeatable, that people will start to get back into or maybe for the first time, a Pilates
yes.
practice.
Mm-hmm. I hope you can join us.
So. I think I'd like to join you.
That would be great.
I've started doing a bit of yoga, a bit of Pilates.
Yeah.
Super challenging. Mm-hmm. Like I mentioned, I played rugby.
Yeah.
So I'm used to like training with weights and exactly, running and so forth. But like yoga and Pilates so far has been the most challenging thing I've done.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Like physically.
I'm glad.
Like, I'm joking, but I'm not joking. Like, there's literally a puddle underneath me when I'm finished, like a yoga class. Yeah. Like it's. I find it to be very strenuous, but in a good way.
Yeah, it is.
And so, but Pilates I find to be interesting too.
Yeah.
And so, do you have reformers at your studio?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yeah. We offer reformer mat Pilates. You know, like, you know, in China we have the concept of yin and yang. Everything has to be balanced. If there's
right.
like too much yin, it will become yang. Too much yang will become yin. You do know like how the Tai Chi like symbol looks like?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can picture that.
Exactly. So you have yin, you have yang, but you have a little bit yin in the yang. You have a piece of yang in the yin. So yeah. So basically that is. So when you're exercising, same thing. You know, when you're playing rugby, it's more for yang. You know, like the muscling, like the strength part. But you're gonna need flexibility, you know, the inside to balance it. So Pilates might be the good thing, because when you're like, let's say like, you know, you're working on the lifting weight, working on the strength, yeah, it's good for your muscle, but it might be harmful for your posture.
Right.
Yeah. So one thing funny about Pilates is that sometimes I see, it's like, you know, sometimes I just feel like Pilates instructors, they're playing puzzles, but on the member. So let's say you have some back pain. It might be caused by like, you know, your front, like you don't have enough like core power. Your abs is like, it's not enough, strong enough to support your body.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to use your back. So yeah, so Pilates will be a really good perk in life, I would say.
Right.
Yeah, if you commit to it, yeah.
Okay, so not only does it strengthen you physically, but it helps you emotionally and arguably spiritually as well.
It does. Do you know the story of Pilates?
No.
So it started by a gentleman. His name is Joseph Pilates. So he's Germany. So when he was born, he was having so much issues. So he's like, you know, body was scrambled. So doctor says, oh, he won't live for long. But then like, he didn't listen to the doctor. And the doctor is wrong. So starting by observing the move of cat, you know, how cats like, you know, move. So he improved, and he come up with a set of like movement, set of training that not only make him recovered but stronger. And after that, he basically like he introduced it to the public. And Pilates was very famous for like rehabbing. The most famous like incident would be after World War I. So countries were using Pilates to rehabbing the soldiers and officers after the battle, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so even right now, there's a stigma about like, you know, guy doing like, you know, Pilates, things like that. Well, in the beginning, it was designed for only one reason, rehabbing. So if
and,
you have-
And primarily rehabbing men.
Exactly,
from,
yeah.
From wartime injury.
Well, yeah, after World War I, you know.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating, okay.
Yeah.
So. Do you do Pilates?
Me?
Is that the dumbest question out of all of these interviews?
Honestly, like, I like the questions. So I'm doing, my wife sometimes she's teaching me.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, Roger, I think maybe we should do it together. Because when my wife is doing private training with me, she can't stop laughing at me, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Why is she laughing at you? Because of your form or are you cracking jokes?
You know, like, we're both, you know, a little bit both. But, like, mainly it's because, like, her core is strong enough. My core is not that strong. So like when I'm doing some move, I'm a little bit shaky.
Yeah.
So like, you know, she's just laughing.
Yeah. No. So it's okay. Well, let's do it.
Oh yeah.
I'll come by the studio after work. Mm-hmm. You do evening classes?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, let's keep in touch and let's do a foundation class together.
That would be cool. Mm-hmm. So is that on the reformer?
It's on the reformer. Yeah.
Okay. Can I tell you a funny story?
Oh, tell me.
Okay. So I signed up for a reformer class.
Yeah.
To be honest, I just thought Pilates was all reformer, but now I understand there's like other non-reformer related Pilates classes.
Yeah.
So I'm learning. Mm-hmm. But I had to buy socks for this class.
Yeah.
I was told for safety purposes.
It is.
Right?
Yeah.
I later learned that some people do it barefoot.
Well, that's not good.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I bought the socks.
Yeah.
And the socks are interesting. I've never purchased or mm-hmm. worn or thought to even look at socks like this
yeah.
before.
Mm-hmm.
Do you wear socks?
Well, you have to wear the grip socks. Yeah.
Right. So mm-hmm. do your socks have anything fancy on it? Like around the ankle area?
No. Only at the bottom.
Just at the bottom of the yeah. grips. Okay. Because the ones I had to buy, because yeah. there was like no other option, had mm-hmm. fruit, like various fruit. Well, so I'm going to show you my socks. I won't even bother explaining it on this interview, but I'll surprise you with my Pilates socks when we do the lesson.
Well, it's better than have extra pocket on the socks, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. So we're going to mm-hmm. do a Pilates class. Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about the demographics there that you're serving in Port Credit. Because mm-hmm. like I can picture Port Credit, but maybe our viewers or listeners can't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Port Credit is such a beautiful community. Like when we move to, when we decide before we buy the house, we were looking around. We choose Port Credit because it has everything we need. It has like, you have the lake, you have the beautiful trail, the forest, the nature. You also have like, you know, the busy, like, you know, restaurant street on the lakeshore. So you have everything basically. So yeah, so that's why we move over here. And for the demographic, I feel like most of our members are people like who live, our neighbors. So basically, most of them are from the community.
Right.
Yeah. And if you're asking about the age or gender, like, you know, in terms of demographic, well, mainly are ladies, but we have many like couples, family member, like, you know, father and daughter, mother and son as well. So in fact, like if I can find one common point among like all the members is that they're all people who want to improve their posture, their body condition. Yeah, so they want to use Pilates as a perk to make their like life better, physically and also mentally.
Wonderful, that's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like, and maybe they do insurance companies cover Pilates memberships?
Oh, not for us, sorry. Yeah.
They should.
Yeah, I think
it sounds like it. From all the interviews mm-hmm. that I've done
yeah.
for this program so mm-hmm. far,
mm-hmm.
I think far and away Pilates offers the most value.
Mm-hmm.
The other practitioners offer a tremendous amount of value as well that I'm mm-hmm. learning about. But for Pilates, it's interesting because like you are strengthening the entire wholeness of the body.
Yes.
On many mm-hmm. levels.
Honestly, like now I'm thinking, you know, it would be nice if the insurance can also cover Pilates, but I do know that before Pilates become a trend, like in East Asia, so Pilates was mainly used for basically like, you know, private hospitals. So like those like when people having like car accidents and things like that, so like they're just using Pilates for rehabbing,
right?
To back to the condition.
Yeah.
So in the beginning, it was kind of a private hospital exclusive thing. So right now, you know, everybody can do it. So I think maybe that history also play a part, you know?
Yeah.
If you get what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, I do.
Yeah.
No, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like we could talk for a long time.
I believe so.
Yeah. There's mm-hmm. like, there's a ton I'd like to know about mm-hmm. you as an individual, but also about what you're doing with Aurea Pilates.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, thank you. But yeah, if people want to know more about you and more about the Pilates studio,
mm-hmm.
where should they go?
Well, Aurea Pilates. there can check out our website. It's called aureapilates.ca or just download our app, Aurea Pilates. Over there, they can find all the information.
Perfect.
Yeah. Or that you can give your copy. Hey, Roger, like, you know, I want to do a session. So, you know, let's do one together.
Cool.
You know, maybe a, you know, true patriot love and Aurea Pilates X, we can do an event.
That'd be yeah. good. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Chung Yu, so much for joining me.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me.
Yeah,
it's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure yeah. for me as well. And thank you all for joining us
Thanks
on
so
the
much.
Feel Better podcast. We'll see you next time. Bye yeah. for now.